This is Jara Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and we're part of the Type 2 Diabetes Project. And I have the pleasure of speaking to Farah Akhtar, health and wellbeing coach. Hello, Farah.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Can you tell me what it is that you're doing as part of this project, please?
So I'm the health and wellbeing coach, and I am primarily working with Boundary Primary Care Network, situated in Sheffield North. So a big part of my role is to engage faith and community leaders to educate and support communities on diabetes prevention and management. So that's trusted voices that encourage wellness and resilience. So by working together, we can empower people to live healthier lives and make a difference to prevent type 2 diabetes.
And how's it going so far? Is there any kind of things that you're coming up against and things that are working well?
Absolutely. There's lots of health inequalities within our locality, but we are really working closely with local partners to make services more accessible. And we've had different combined methods and approaches that have really supported structured education programmes to be more accessible. Ensuring people in the communities are aware of the prevention programme and the remission programme if they have got type 2 diabetes.
And we're looking at a variety of communities. What's the best way for them to connect? Maybe if they don't want to particularly go into a doctor straight away, but they want to maybe have a look online and have a bit of a nosy first?
So at the moment, we've launched our first diabetes cafe in the Firvale Community Hub, and that's the last Thursday of every month. So anybody with type 2 diabetes or has been identified as pre-diabetic can pop along to the sessions and come and access support. So this support is available in community outlets.
That's good. Anything online we can look at?
Yeah, so there's a prevention programme that you can look at. There is a Read Wellbeing Healthy You website for the prevention programme. There is the NHS Path to Remission programme that is available on the NHS website. If people are unsure about knowing their risk for diabetes, there is the NHS Diabetes Risk Calculator, and you can populate your risk to developing type 2 diabetes. And if you are identified as high risk, you can pop along to your doctor's surgery and ask for a HbA1c blood test, and that will support patients to identify if they are pre-diabetic or what the blood sugar levels are saying.
Thank you very much for speaking to me, Farah.
Perfect, thank you so much, Jo.
That's Jaran Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, on behalf of the Type 2 Diabetes Project.